Non-malfeasance. This is basically harm avoidance. We are not allowed to harm, okay? So we're not to inflict evil, harm, or risk of harm on others through the experiment that we're doing. Okay, so what kinds of things does this refer to? Well, a misdiagnosis. Okay, if they have the wrong diagnosis, it's incumbent upon us to let them know. If we find that out while we're doing the experiment, you know, we think they have this, they actually don't, or if we think they don't have something and they actually do. Okay, another thing that we don't do is failure to reveal alternative treatments. We have to let people know that there are other treatments. You can't come in and go, this is the only treatment, this drug right here, you got to take this. No. You can say, okay, the other treatment would be this, you know, you go and do Whirlpool or whatever, and this, you don't get it. Okay, whatever the alternatives are, you have to let them know that here are all of the treatments. Here's the positives, here's the negatives. Now, I realize that a lot of this has to do more with medical studies than us, but even in speech-language pathology, if you're going to do the, you know, Hodson's approach, you need to explain how it's different than a traditional approach or any other approach that's out there, okay? Improper or substandard treatment. Okay, you can't go in and treat them with something that's not appropriate for their diagnosis, or give them treatment that's subpar, not good treatment, to compare to your treatment. You can't do that, okay? You have to refer when it's appropriate. So when you find out things, you've got to send them to the right persons. Got to let the patient know first, but you've got to refer them. You can't refer them to an inferior system, okay? Someplace, you know, if they really need this certain kind of treatment, and you send them someplace that doesn't have it. You can't do that. You can't breach an active or implied contract. Okay? I mean, I can't promise to pay you and then not pay you because I ran out of money. Or I can't not give you the services that I promised. Unauthorized release of information. Okay? So let's say that I leak your information to your boss and you lose your health insurance. Okay? Can't do that. That's confidentiality, but it also can hurt the person, okay? Some information, so you scored 78% on my task. Whoop-de-doo, who cares, you know? But if you have a particular diagnosis and it affects you getting a job or getting health insurance, that can harm you. So that's the differentiation between confidentiality and harm avoidance. So you can break both at the same time. Failure to warn of a potential hazard or harm. Okay, as a result of doing this, you know, you may get headaches for a week or something. You got to let them know that up front. Then they can say, hey, you know, I don't want to do that. Okay, so you've got to let them all know these things. You can't hurt them as a result of the experiment.